This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Egyptian media cite progress in truce talks as Israel downplays chances of an end of the war with Hamas. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Egyptian state media reports noticeable progress in ongoing ceasefire talks with Israel as a delegation of the Palestinian militant group Hamas is in Cairo. Pressure is now mounting to reach a deal. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is dramatically escalating, while Israel insists it will launch an offensive into Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Egyptian and American mediators are reporting signs of compromise, with Egyptian media saying consensus is reached on many disputed points, but chances for a ceasefire deal remain entangled with the question of whether Israel will accept an end to the war without Hamas being destroyed. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In Charlottesville, Virginia. At the University of Virginia, pro-Palestinian protesters faced off with police as U.S. colleges brace for more turmoil during graduation festivities. According to a video obtained by Reuters, police and riot gear closed in on protesters, pushing them back with shields and firing tear gas. Police have so far arrested more than 2,000 protesters at colleges around the country. Russia has put Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on its wanted list. That's according to Russian state media, citing the Interior Ministry's database. As of Saturday afternoon, both Zelensky and his predecessor, Petro Poroshenko, are featured on the ministry's list of people wanted on unspecified criminal charges. The commander of Ukraine's ground forces was also on that list. Russian officials did not immediately clarify the allegations against any of the men. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Drone footage obtained by the Associated Press shows the devastation inflicted on the Ukrainian village, and it has been a target for Russian forces as it continues to advance in the Donetsk region in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's military has acknowledged that the Russians have gained a foothold in the village with a pre-war population of about 3,000, but says the fighting continues. No building appears to have been left untouched by the fighting. Most houses, apartment blocks, and other buildings look damaged beyond repair, and many houses have been pummeled into piles of wood and bricks. The worst heat wave in recent memory in the semi-arid Sahel exposed the struggle of junta-led countries such as Chad and Mali. It has been a struggle to guarantee basic services when the need for water and electricity is most acute. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
Recent outages have stoked frustration with the Malian and Chadian military authorities in some quarters, increasing social tensions when both countries stand at a political crossroads. A presidential vote in Chad on Monday is expected to cement Mohamed Idriss Deby's grip on power following 2 years of rule after his father's death. Critics say the poll is a facade to legitimize Deby's rule and will not reflect the wishes of voters. According to climate scientists, the April heat wave led to a surge of excess deaths in Bamako's Gabriel Touré Hospital. Thousands others are likely victims across the region, the climate scientists added. Officials from the governments of Chad and Mali did not respond to multiple requests for comment.
That is Reuters correspondent Mimi Montgomery reporting. I should say Olivia Chan reporting. Indian Foreign Minister Subrahmanyam Shashinkar, or Jashinkar, on Saturday rejected U.S. President Joe Biden's comment that xenophobia was hobbling the South Asian nation's economic growth.
We are actually not just not xenophobic, we are the most open, most pluralistic, and in many ways, the most understanding society in the world.
He added, secondly, that there was some talk about economic performance. He said, as you know, our GDP is at 7%. You check other people's GDP, check the growth rate, and you will get the answer. Earlier this week, Biden had said that xenophobia in China, Japan, and India was holding back growth in their respective economies, as he argued migration has been good for the U.S. economy. You'll find more at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.